Call the January 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Here.
Commissioner Leone?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Moore?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here. We have a quorum, and it's amazing. It must be all a New Year's resolution. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1, approval of the meeting minutes of December 22nd. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing on a rezoning or a special use application for Ram Trucking, over the road trucking. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing Thursday, January 5th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall.
The legal secretary.
Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Milica Razek, owner, New Ram Express LLC, for special use under standard industrial classification title number 4213. Trucking except local to allow for an over-the-road trucking company business use with a maximum of 10 trucks and trailers parked overnight at the rear of the property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District located at 9563 South 60th Street.
This will be a public hearing. Mr. Deedle, a little overview for us, please.
Thank you. A little bit of introduction to in your very brief staff report. It noted that the applicant is asking for this no action to be taken tonight. The public hearing and any action to occur at the next Plan Commission meeting. They're still working with the property owner trying to address the potential concerns and conditions staff would have. So they didn't submit any materials either. So what they're proposing to do is, again, is notice, a public hearing notice, allow this use or trucking use to be a special use. I can note that back in 2015, we did a UDO text amendment to allow this kind of trucking to be a special use in the M1 zoning district. That building is shown in the center of the site plan right there. It's one of the properties that historically had been used for this kind of use even before it was allowed. They finally had another tenant that wants to do this use, and they're coming forward for their approval now. So it's an existing building and existing site, and I believe the tenant might already be in there, but they're asking for approval so they could remain there.
Okay, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Any public wishing to speak? Is there any public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I will continue this hearing and postpone it to the meeting of the 17th. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item C2. Glen Castle Irish Dancers, who are headed up by a Polish surname. Mr. Deedle, this is a public hearing.
Yes,
so, Mr. Fuchs.
Public hearings. So, as usual,
we'll do them concurrently.
If Plan Commission is interested, we could conduct both at the same time.
Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 5th, 2017, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall. 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Steve Anderson, owner, RY Holdings, property 300 LLC, / ACG, acquisitions number 4 LLC, for proposed ordinance to amend the unified development ordinance text at table 15-3.0603, standard industrial classification title number 7911, dance studios, schools, and halls to allow for such use as a special use in the M1 Industrial District. Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 5th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Steve Anderson, owner, RY Holdings, property 300 LLC, / PCG, acquisition number 4 LLC, for Bridget Jaskolski, TCRG, doing business as Glencastle Irish Dancers, Inc., for a special use under Sand Industrial Classification Title Number 7911, Dance Studio Schools and Halls, to allow for an Irish dance instruction use upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District located at 11217 West Forest Home Avenue, Suite 4 and 5.
Mr. Deedle.
As Nick mentioned in the public hearing notices, this item has two actions associated. One, the UDO text amendment. The second would be if the UDO text amendment would be recommended for approval. They'd be looking for a recommendation of approval of the special use as well. This particular building, while it is zoned M1 and the adjacent properties to the north and south, it's not on the screen there. Both the properties to the north and south are also zoned M1. There are business uses and business zoning to the west. And the tenants that are currently in the building, as far as we can tell, tend to be more business-oriented rather than industrial-oriented. I even went so far as to check some of the old previous tenants, and that had been the case. This site and building is more designed for business uses rather than industrial uses. So from the standpoint of the UDO text amendment, you could ask about, you know, compatibility, but it appears in this property and the adjacent properties not to be an issue having this kind of a use in the M1. Also, from the special use standpoint, this site has a lot of parking. Looked at historic aerial photographs, could never find this site fully parked out. Truck uses, they have a fair amount of parking in the back, and even that has never been fully utilized. So at least with the current uses and the historic uses in this building, we don't see a problem. So in both cases, staff is recommending approval.
Before we open a public hearing, this is the section that they plan on occupying. Then there's two more business slots here. Oasis Software. Who are the existing tenants
I
next door?
Didn't write down the names. It's just the type of uses. One's a design engineer of products, no manufacturing, and I believe the other one is a pharmacy storage. But I didn't have enough time to confirm that they were still there.
Wait, Oasis used to be here, so
that's
they're going.
Okay,
yeah, come on up. But before you do that, I'm going to open the public hearing on both of these matters. You can take a seat at the table and let us have your name and address, please.
Good evening. I'm Steve Anderson, 5622 Grove Terrace, Greendale, Wisconsin. And I'm one of the owners of the subject property. Regarding the tenants are concerned, there used to be a light manufacturing in the north section that we were talking about product development. The middle section in part is occupied by Oasis, the northern section of it. The southern section is occupied along with the full southern block in that building by Division of Aurora, and they're using it for back office and a little bit of a storage in the back.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Any member of the public wishing to speak on this matter? Is there any member of the public? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing on both matters. And commission, questions? Given that, without objection, is there relative to the UDO text amendment, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, SIC classification title 7911, Dance Studio, Schools and Halls,
so
to allow such use in a special M1 district?
So move.
Second.
Discussion on motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to special use, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for dance instruction use upon a property located at 11217 West Forest Home Avenue, Suites 4 and 5?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Go forth and dance.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good job, Steve. Thank you. Move on to item D. This is business matter. Jeffrey Peelan, Roxanne Peelan, an outlaw designation removal on Woeful Road. Mr. Deedle.
No public hearing on this one, just a certified survey map. As in the staff report, we've noted there is a little bit of history here. There currently is a CSM for this property. This particular parcel is identified as an outlaw. And in that approval of SDSM, there were a number of conditions, one of which any further development or land division of this parcel would require NRPP. They have now done that, and it's in the packet. Another one was that prior to any development of this parcel, they would do a CSM and get that approved by the council. That's what they're going to do now. There was also a third condition from that previous CSM that they would have to obtain public water or get the common council to decide that they don't have to have public water. Our understanding that all three parcels were brought to the attention of the common council last year, and the council decided that they did not need public water. So that one would be addressed. So then that takes care of the historic approvals that were outstanding on the historic conditions that were outstanding on this parcel. From this point, for this new CSM, there are natural resources, the woodlands primarily to the west end of the parcel and to the north. They are identifying a conservation easement for that. I believe they submitted that after the meeting with the council. That's still a condition. We also do note that there's a C1 zoning on this parcel. As you may recall, C1 zoning used to be a zoning district in the UDO and on a zoning map at one point in time, and there's a note in the staff report that says when that was removed from the U-text but never removed from the maps. So it's been standard practice to recommend removal of the C1 zoning whenever we have a project on a property that has a C1 zoning. That's my understanding. In past practice, again, when these parcels or projects have been small, sometimes the Planning Commission or the Council has decided the C1 didn't have to be removed at that time. Any larger projects, it's my understanding and recollection that the C1 zoning was rezoned at that time. The reason I mentioned that is that's one of the conditions that the applicant does not agree with. So staff is recommending approval of this certified survey map with a number of conditions. That's one of the ones that the applicant does not agree with. My understanding, the city attorney might have a compromise in the middle, something along the lines that C1 zoning can stay this point in time with a note on the CSM that says that any such time in the future that any structure would be developed within or immediately adjacent to that C1, at that time the C1 zoning would have to be removed. Staff would have no objection to that. And I suspect the applicant would be okay with that too.
Well, are we going to let's talk about that for a minute. We also have the floodway zoning issue.
I was going to bring that up, Mayor.
So again, that floodway zoning is on, again, just like the C1, is on the zoning map. But it's the old floodplain zoning, not the new. The new floodplain zoning was adopted in 2008, I believe. It shows no floodplain here nearby, but not on this property. The floodplain is also contained within the conservation easement. That C1 zoning was not. It was outside the conservation easement. For those two reasons, staff was only suggesting that the floodplain zoning be removed. As usual, if it's only a suggestion, it's not in the resolution. If the Plan Commission agreed with that suggestion, you would have to add it to the resolution.
Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, and looking at that, Joel, I think that these were approximate floodplains when they put these on, so they don't really exist. But the concern I would have is for the property owner himself. When they have these kinds of flood zones on here, they will show up when the mortgage company, if you are borrowing money to build the house, they will require you to get flood insurance if you see these on. So it would be in your best interest to get those removed. And I would suggest that you do that.
And being the mayor who hears all of these issues, once they become issues, you really want to clean up both things. It would be helpful to you long term. Yeah, it's a few bucks now, but all right, Joel, sorry we interrupted you, or I interrupted you.
And so other conditions that we did note, again, in the staff report and in the resolution, most of these I believe the applicant agrees with, and the one in particular I should note is a recent change. Staff was and still is recommending that the wetland setback and buffer be shown as approximate on this property. There appears to be, based on the DNR mapping, a wetland immediately to the west of this property, close enough that the setback and buffer would extend onto this property. The applicant's consultants have pointed out, while that DNR mapping is approximate, has not been field verified, they were uncomfortable identifying it on the CSM, and therefore also uncomfortable identifying the setback and buffer on the CSM. we note that we have been consistently requiring that at the city. The UDO requires it. Resources located off the property, and the city attorney was even asked about this. So if there's a wetland or a stream or something offside off the property, their setbacks, shoreline setbacks, our wetland setbacks, they still apply. And so we still require them to be shown in the CSM. We did note that we're comfortable if they want to add a note to explain the situation as approximate delineation based on approximate DNR mapping, we're okay with that. And they did craft a note that essentially says that, and we'd be okay with the addition of that note to the CSM. So I think with with that addition of that note, I think the applicant is okay with this condition. We also are requiring, I mentioned this conservation easement before they submitted, but it hasn't been reviewed. They want a condition was to submit some design calculations for the forest main. I think they're okay with that condition. Another condition was remove the fence from the public road right away prior to the issuance of building permit. Not sure, but I think they're okay with that one.
Sure.
And then the last one was just the final certified survey map and AutoCAD. So staff is recommending approval with those conditions. And one suggestion. So then the other suggestion, we had two. One was about the floodplain. Second one was just identifying the natural resources with the boulders and or signage. That was only a suggestion. Typically, we only make that a recommendation when it looks like the building is going to impact the immediately adjacent building. In this case, it doesn't look like that, so it's only a suggestion. I do think, though, that the applicant probably wasn't too comfortable with that one. So again, I believe they're agreeing with the conditions except for maybe that one suggestion, maybe the suggestion about the floodplain mapping. And originally with the C1 zoning, possibly with this suggested compromise by the city attorney with the added note, they would probably be okay with that one. So staff's recommending approval with those conditions.
Questions from the commission? Commissioner, go ahead.
Was the second suggestion in here? Because I only see the one suggestion about the floodway rezoning.
I don't think it was summarized in here. It was in the text.
Well, the conservancy is on condition 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to add the floodway, that's where you would insert it.
The floodway was in the middle of page 2.
Right. I have that. It's just the second suggestion. Is it here underneath? I see it now. I apologize. Thank you.
Peelings. So the only issue you have is the zoning change, is that correct?
Yes.
And you understand that it's for your benefit?
I understand the intent around it. I mean, I think if it's something that we want to do at our option, that's fine, but I'm reluctant to pile on additional requirements that can slow us down. I don't know, for example, applying for a rezoning application, is that 30 days or is that 6 months or is that, everything has taken so much longer than we originally wanted that at this point we just want to get done.
So if we left that that condition in, what time frame would you feel comfortable with?
Well,
Joel?
Yeah.
With the public hearing notice and stuff, we're talking 6 weeks.
50, 60 days.
For our purposes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is there any issue with stretching that out for their purpose, making it a
you got a solution to this?
Motion to approve the resolution with the amendment to condition number 6 as a compromise as set forth by the city planning manager on the record at this meeting.
That would be
and to include the floodway rezone as part of that condition, along with the C1.
And just so we're all clear, because I'm not, what was your fix to this?
Well, the suggestion would be just adding a note, or another idea or another suggestion would be adding a note to the CSM, just stating the fact, showing the C1, and in this instance, maybe the floodplain as well, and indicating that at the time of any development or disturbance of these areas, then the C1 would have to be removed.
That includes a fence or an accessory structure such as a shed or anything.
So in essence, this condition really doesn't even belong on here. Six can go away if it goes on the CSM as you suggest.
Yes, if the Plan Commission felt comfortable, then we would, we'd keep it for the council just so they could see both options. But yes, if the council also agrees with the note on the CSM, this condition goes away.
Mr. Fowler.
Just real quick, but I'd just like to talk to the applicant. Have you talked to a bank for financing, and have they said anything about the floodway and the flood zone on there?
No, not at all. We have financing on the lot.
Condition doesn't go away.
Okay.
Well,
here would be my concern. You build your house, and you decide you want to add an outbuilding, or you want to add another building. Some other bank might be a little more stringent in looking. You could be stuck with a flood insurance bill.
Right.
Then you have to fight that,
right.
And that would cost you. But it really would be for your protection to remove it.
Right. Yeah, I'm willing to take that risk. I'd rather just get to the approval process and deal with the banks on my own.
Okay, you may have more than the banks to deal with. But I'll let you see that a week from Tuesday. Okay. Mr. City Attorney, anyone else?
Oh.
Anyone else? Mr. City Attorney, can you restate that motion?
Motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a one-lot certified survey map, outlot one of certified survey map number 8048, being a part of the northwest one-quarter of the northwest one-quarter of Section 9, Township 5 North, Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, subject to an amendment to condition number 6 in the draft resolution as set forth below, before the Plan Commission, to provide such terms as were proposed by the city planning manager as a compromise with the applicant, such that the C1 Conservancy District be only the subject of an application for rezoning upon any application for a permit to build an accessory structure upon or adjacent to the C1 area, and at such time that the FW district also be applied for as part of the rezoning.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion?
I'd just like to add to the minutes that the applicant was advised of the risk of leaving the zoning intact and chose not to do that.
Applicants at Quarles and Brady Lawyer.
just adding it.
All right, I'm going to leave all the attorney jokes aside. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.